Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Wow, Game 7 of the World Series. So that's always an exciting situation, a Game 7. May the best team win. Got a great doubleheader today. Pete Rutili, he's a partner and vice president of Acme World Sports. He's a certified National Hockey League player agent. Former All-American player. He's been a coach. He'll be joining me. Then Paul Dagnino is going to be returning. Paul is the founder of iCor, multifaceted CBD health and wellness group, and American Motor CBD consulting and supply company. Looking forward to him joining us and keeping up with this excitement with CBD. Then the sports doctors in your emails. First, let me welcome Pete Rutili. Like we said, he's a partner, VP Acme World Sports, National Hockey League player agent. Pete, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. It's good to be
Great.
Here.
Great. Give us a little bit of background on yourself, a quickie, who, what I call it. Fill us in.
Sure. No, I mean, you know, like you said, I'm a certified player agent, and our company, we're a global hockey agency is what we do. All we do is hockey, and we represent players and help manage their careers, in pro hockey. And hockey's been a passion of mine. I grew up here in Chicago and started playing when I was like 6 years old, and I got bit with the bug early. So, you know, it's certainly in my blood. It's a big part of, you know, who I am and my family. And, you know, my father was a season ticket holder with the Blackhawks. So I was going to games as early as I can remember. And, just as a player, growing up here and growing up around the Blackhawks, and, I've had a lot of like good people around me that have helped me as a player. And I took it as far as I can go, and it certainly helped me get a good college education. I was able to play college hockey, and then afterwards I got into the business world and but still coached, you know, because I was passionate about the game and wanted to give back to the game and things like that. And so I was building a business career and then also coaching. And then about 10 years ago I was able to make the transition and be able to kind of put both of my passions to work together, my passion for hockey and then my passion for business. And so it's been a good 10-year run, almost 10 years with Acme. And, you know, I've got great partners and, you know, guys that I share similar philosophies and values with. And we've got a really strong, we're not a big agency. We're more of a boutique, but in terms of the players we represent, we're as powerful as anybody out there.
Yeah. Who's your associates quickly, Pete, that are involved with Acme World Sports with you?
Yeah, I've got a partner. He's actually the founder of our group, and he's based. He's from Helsinki, Finland. His name is Marcus Leto. And Marcus has been doing this for 25 years. And Finland is interesting because it's a country of only 5 million people, but they routinely win events on the international level in ice hockey. So they're developing some of the best players in the world.
Yes, well, they got 5 million people. They all play hockey, you know, as everybody
right.
knows,
so,
Pete,
yeah.
who listens to the Sports Doctor, where we're paying mm-hmm. big attention. You know, the NHL just got started. I think when you sure. were young, growing up, seeing some players, you probably saw some of the ones that I used to treat, like Doug Wilson and mm-hmm. Keith Magnuson
sure.
and John
yeah.
Marks.
I grew up watching
those
guys.
Super exciting, fast game, tremendous mm-hmm. challenges. It's been one of our great excitements in the world of sports podiatry. is the whole world of skating, as everybody knows, with figure skating, speed skating, et cetera.
Sure.
The role of orthotics when it comes to edging speed and stability. I see that, you know, in your undergraduate, you got a psychology degree. That's got to come in handy when you're playing with, when you're working with serious athletes and their families and their teams, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. It's a lot of listening. It's a lot of, you know, it's another resource. So we're, the way we come at this thing, we do, you know, a heck of a lot more than just negotiating when it's contract time for these guys. So we provide any level of service that these guys would need so they can do their jobs and reach their fullest potential. And if we have a motto, it's like we want to help the player help himself be the very best he can be. And so in hockey, you know, obviously it's in our best interest that they have a long and, you know, career and make a ton of money. But we want these guys, like, we care about these kids as people. We care about them, you know, their lives. We know their parents. We know their families. And, you know, it's a lifestyle for us. But, yeah, the psychology degree, like, you know, I always wanted to kind of teach and coach. You know, that's kind of how I trended. And you know, like, the degree certainly comes in handy. And I'm a big believer in, like, a lot of these guys, they train their bodies nonstop, right? These players are training.
It's one of our biggest challenges, Pete.
Yeah,
One of our biggest challenges is overkill and overuse and sports injuries. It's one of the reasons I'm so excited about your brother-in-law, our second guest today, Paul Dagnino, and his total immersion in the world of CBD and hemp because of its ability to help, whether it's pain management, whether it's recovery. Yeah. I know you've had some experience when you're dealing with these players. One of our main challenges for decades, Pete, has been that half these players are living on pain medicine. They're living on anti-inflammatories because the demand, and this starts very young. When you're a serious player, we start to see half these kids living on over-the-counter medications, et cetera. And we know these schedules are incredibly dynamic. Mm-hmm. And what's been some of your feedback and experience with some of the players as you've talked to them about some of the advantages in using something like hemp oil?
Yeah, like you mentioned it. It's come onto the scene. Like, CBD is come onto the scene. It's really emerged over the past year and a half. And you know, as you mentioned, Dr. Bob, like, you know, these professional players, like, with travel and with, you know, we mentioned the mental side of things, like, you know, anxiety and depression and, you know, those are real things, you know, and real life type of deals that we want to help guys manage. We don't want to kind of ignore it. We want to help these guys, you know, manage things, and whether it's that stuff, whether it's pain, whether it's a challenge, you know, with a team, whatever the case is. But, like, you know, Paulie, you know, you mentioned my brother-in-law, he introduced me to the CBD, you know, over a year ago. And without even, as I kind of got to know more about it and try it for myself, like, in my own life, I know that it's helped me from our player's standpoint. You know, the guys that are using it, it's common and it's safe, and it's like, we view it as a wellness product. And we
expose the fact medical marijuana has been a big deal for decades, and many players found that they could maybe not take heavy pain medicine, opioids, some of the, we all know the nightmare with pain pills in our country. So the capability of having CBD, which does not have the getting high side THC,
correct.
So it has many of the benefits of, whether it's enhancing sleep, whether it's making a difference in discomfort, whether it's, again, allowing recovery. Mm-hmm. Even in youth sports, this is a very, very big deal when we're talking about some of these players. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You can go back over 10 years, and you could see who the guests were from all over the world, all sorts of topics, many local, many international. Before 10 years, I think we were still using reel-to-reel. We might have to dig those up out of College of DuPage. We also have quite a sports medicine presence and following on Twitter. I have over 30,000 followers. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter, authors, coaches, trainers. So at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, we're talking with Pete Rutile. He's a partner and vice president, Acme World Sports, a National Hockey League guy. He's a player agent, former All-American himself. You know, Pete, you know, the managing, again, these pros, whether it's their endorsements, whether it's their appearances, all of these other things, you know, rolled into one, let alone all of these other challenges. Gosh, the NHL season, you know, like 82 games. It's just dramatically demanding. And again, the so tell us a little bit more about some of the things you and Acme World Sports pay attention to when you're taking on some of these players. I understand you do a lot of scouting yourself also at college and other levels.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like the lifeblood of our business is recruiting, you know, talent to our agency, recruiting the right kid, young players and families to our agency, those kids that we think have the potential to have a pro career. So instead of, you know, having bird dogs or, you know, we do all that stuff of ourselves. So I watch a ton of hockey at the younger levels and just so I can identify players who I think may, present some attributes that may lead to a pro career eventually. So,
or so scholarship, you know, it's such a big deal. Yeah. The website, Pete? People can find out all about Acme World Sports.
We're at acmesports.com.
Acmesports.com.
Yeah, acmesports.com. Yep.
Okay.
All
you know,
one word.
I have a chapter in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. I talk about the prodigy sports. Think gymnastics. Mm-hmm. Think figure skating. You know, my poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, grew up here in Illinois. I put orthotics in his skates. He was 10 years old. I'm still putting orthotics in skates of 10-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But hockey is another one of those prodigy sports where many of these kids, like you, they start very, very early. You know, you could tell them all day, we want you to play other sports. We want you to use different parts of the body. Yes, Dr. Weil, that's great. But I play hockey 5 days a week. You know, we start running into, again, the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries. And this plagues many of these players, whether they're in high school, whether they're in college and or pro. So the challenge of some of these schedules, et cetera, you know, when do you start paying attention to a kid who might catch your eye? 8 years old?
No,
right.
Not quite, but I think some of our competitors look, you know, are, I'm just kidding. But no, like I have to tell you, like from a scouting perspective, like you can watch a hockey player and part of the things that help you project what a player at 15 or 16 or 17 might be when he's 22, 23, 24 is athleticism, right? Yes. And you develop athleticism by playing multiple, you know, by doing multiple different things, right? And so we look for that. I mean, I think it is, you know, absolutely a youth sports epidemic. And in a lot of ways it is like the year round stuff doesn't help.
Big business.
I don't think the hockey player in our sport, Dr. Bob, like the better the lacrosse player you are or tennis player you are or golfer you are, the better hockey player you will be. So hockey benefits from the hand-eye coordination that baseball gives you. Hockey benefits from the footwork and the agility, the conditioning, the hand work, the weight shift that lacrosse gives you. Same thing for tennis. You're running around chasing a ball You're separating your upper body from your lower body. Like the Finns, all summer, they're playing tennis, you know?
Yes. And well, they're using different parts of the body.
These guys are athletes. 100%.
Yes, it's a great point.
Yeah.
It's a great point, Pete, because, again, we want to work different parts of the body. And the two pearls I'm going to give you from the sports doctor with you and your hockey world is, no, I don't care what their level is, what their age is. Number one, work those feet and ankles. Strengthen those feet and ankles and work balance. Work stability. Yep. I'm not concerned with how much your young hockey players could bench press or how much he could curl. I am interested in how well he could balance on one foot while I'm throwing a ball to him and seeing what his stability might be. So I think that that's great advice. And I would imagine, again, you know, when you're talking about scholarships and these types of things, you know, there are so many big-time programs. And, you know, as a youth sport, hockey is expensive. And ice time.
It is.
And some of the stuff is it's an expensive sport in many instances. And the where did you coach?
I coached, you know, when I got back to Chicago, you know, my business career took me to Dallas, Texas, and then Orange County, California, and then back to Chicago. And when I got back to Chicago, you know, right away, like, you know, the hockey world kind of drew me in. So I coached for a program called the Chicago Mission, which is, you know, one of the best, if not, you know, the best AAA program, you know, in the country. And so they attract a lot of elite players in the Chicagoland area, and they have teams as young as 10 and under all the way.
How about the
female
team? Yeah. How about, you know, girls hockey, such a big, big deal. I would see some of these superstar girls in your coaching, whatever. I know we're almost going to run out of time.
Sure.
But have you worked with also the females part of your world?
I've got four daughters, and my oldest is a 10 and under player. Yeah. So she's still playing with the boys. But, yeah, of course, like, I had the privilege of, you know, back in my Mission days, you know, there's two Olympic gold medalists that came through our program that were still playing with boys, a goaltender named Alex Rigsby, who's a tremendous person and still playing for national teams. Yeah, and then Kendall Coyne.
Get your daughter in, Pete, for orthotics on me, baby. Give me the, we're about out of time, Pete Rutile, the partner, vice president, Acme. Give me quickly again the website, Pete.
It's acmesports.com, acmesports.com is our website.
Thank you so much for joining me. Pete, hold
on
a quick second.
Me.
Everybody, we're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hold on, Pete. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. live from Chicago. It's a snowy day here. We've got the return of Paul Dagnino with all the hoopla with CBD and all these different stories, et cetera. Paul's been our main guy. All sorts of information. He's the founder of iCor CBD products, the multifaceted health and wellness group, and American Motor CBD consulting and supply company. So, Paul, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Dr. Bob, it's great to be back.
Great. You know, we were just talking to your brother-in-law, of all people, Pete Rutile, and his world with the National Hockey League, you know, Acme World Sports. And, you know, we were talking about some of the sports medicine exciting parts of the whole world of CBD. But give us a little bit of quickie background of your involvement in this whole world over this past year or so.
Well, it's been a crazy ride. I started with as an investor in buying biomass, which is the actual plant from farmers, and taking it to partner labs where we would do an extraction of the CBD out of those plants. And from there, we supply on the business-to-business side manufacturers who are making products with that CBD material. From there, though, earlier this spring, I was able to do a deal with Sysco Foods and rolling out a actual product for beverages through their distribution channels, which has nano CBD in all of its form in a water product, as well as a small 2 ounce energy drink and a water soluble tincture.
You know, it's interesting, Paul. There's been an explosion of CBD awareness. Most of it good, some of it really, really iffy in so many different ways. And I think, you know, one of the reasons that I've had you on a couple of different times is talking about your attention to the quality, to the dependability, to the various kinds of testing, because it seems that CBD is everywhere but on paint on a wall. So talk about what's been important to you as you've been putting together this whole attention, again, from growing to having products that somebody you're going to be able to get on a shelf.
Well, for us, it's all about testing. All of our products are independent third-party testing, tested to show that the CBD content that we have on the label is actually in that product. It's verified through labs, and we also make sure that with our nano products, it goes through a full panel testing showing the particle size, which really helps with the efficiency of our products versus other people. So on all of our new beverages, there's a QR code on each label, which you can point your camera's your phone's camera to, and it will bring you to a lab, an independent lab's website, which will show you the actual composition of what it is that you're drinking to verify that the claims that we're making as far as what's in our products is actually legitimate. And for that, we were able to separate ourselves, I think, from the competition.
Again, you know, the hoopla and excitement about CBD, hemp, is the fact that so many of the different ingredients that have been going into the medical marijuana world, the cannabinoids and the different ingredients that have had tremendous health benefits, and the bugaboo, of course, was the getting high side, the THC side. So the excitement around CBD, whether it is, again, to help somebody recover from injury, reduce soreness, discomfort, pain management, enhancing recovery, sleep. What have been some of the areas of excitement around CBD that has really kept you so involved?
Well, one of the big ones is, well, first off, each plant has 105 different cannabinoids in there. The one large one that's taken center stage is CBD, but keep in mind that there's other cannabinoids like CBN that helps with sleep, CBG, which helps with the pain management, and some other kind of cannabinoids. The more infamous one is THC, obviously. All of our products have that THC remediated out of the product, so there's 0% in there. However, you can get those health benefits without getting the psychoactive cannabinoid or THC in there. One thing that is taken, again, center stage with the CBD is that its benefits is a plant-based anti-inflammatory. Now, rather than it going into through pills and things of that nature that get filtered out through your liver, our nano products are actually down to 5 nanometers inside of our water and our beverages, which means that it gets a 90% absorption rate, which in turn is a much more a greater bioavailability or efficiency. So with that, they're linking a ton of different problems, as I'm sure that you know, Dr. Bob, to inflammation and how that affects the human body. There's been some studies out even linking it to anxiety and other things other than just general discomfort. So the anti-inflammatory properties of CBD is one of the main reasons why people are using it so much for general wellness.
And the fact that it's safe, the fact that there are no truly known side effects, I can't stress enough what a big deal this is. You know, the United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, that even allows television advertising of prescription drugs ad nauseum. We are a society that lives on a pill for whatever it happens to be. It's a huge problem in youth sports that, as everybody knows who listens to the sports doctor, such a passion of mine, where so many of these growing kids are living on anti-inflammatory and pain medicine over the counter just to be able to participate. And having the emergence, it's been around for thousands of years, it seems, of something that could be safe, something that has no side effects, I think is, again, such an important big deal. There seems to be no aspect of the population that this wouldn't have a tremendous positive, safe effect for. And that's why I think the quality and the consistency, the dependability, Paul, is such a big deal, because it's exploded on the awareness, and it seems to have such tremendous exposure in so many different areas. Tell us a little bit about iCor and American Moda.
All right. Well, so American Moda is the investment arm and also the holding company, which iCor is a DBA under. And iCor is primarily a retail product line business that is offering beverages as well as some new topicals and creams and things of that nature that will be coming to market. For us, what we focus on, again, is quality. And our products are made with nanotized CBD. Essentially, the regular CBD molecule is approximately 2,000 nanometers in diameter. For the human body to efficiently absorb something, it has to be less than 100. Now, our concentrated nano CBD is at a independent third-party tested particle size of approximately 63 nanometers. When it's mixed in the water, it's down to 5. So the difference between us and a regular CBD that you might be taking underneath your tongue in a sublingual format, you're getting about 6 to 8% efficiency, meaning that if you take 100 milligrams under your tongue, you're actually absorbing about 6 to 8 milligrams. That's why you're seeing these huge dosages. For us, we get able to put it into water and beverages at a much more efficient bioavailability size of 5 nanometers, and again, 63 in its concentrate, which allows for a far greater absorption rate, less waste, and then it's certainly not making its way through your liver and being filtered out. So that is
Paul, does iCor, you guys, is iCor got a website you can give us?
Yeah, it's iCor-CBD.
iCor, iCHOR-CBD. You can ask you more about all of this in the next segment. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, live from Chicago. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to newspaper articles and magazines and read an endless array of articles and topics and subjects that are involved in, whether it was some of the different newspapers I wrote for, some of the different magazines, our latest sponsor, Lower Extremity Review. We had some a guest editorial with them dealing with this whole aspect and challenge of the world of youth sports and the overuse injuries. If you go to radio shows, you can go back 10 years. And listen to whatever you would like. All of the guests are listed, their expertise, they're international, they're national, they are local. You can go back all that period of time and listen again, like we said, to whatever you would like. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. A lot of sports medicine, wellness, fitness education is included. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, we're talking with Paul Dagnino. He's the founder of iCor, all of these different CBD products and some of their different usages. And again, not all CBD is the same. This is one of the biggest deals. This is why we've been talking with Paul about his tremendous attention involving quality and dependability. You mentioned beverages, Paul. So you're talking like a CBD water.
That's correct. We have a new product coming out, actually two new ones, where we're going to have a 500 milliliter, 10 milligram and nano format water coming out. We have a 700 milliliter, which is about 23.7 ounces with a 20 milligrams of nanotized CBD. Again, those are at 90% efficiency rates, so you're getting 90% of at least of what's on there as far as the milligram dosage is concerned. And we're very aggressively priced because of our position as distributors for the raw product, and we're able to do some other things others can't. So respectively, our prices come in at approximately $399 MSRP on the 500 milliliter 10 milligram, and then a couple bucks more at, $1 more at $4.99 for a 20 milligram nanotized CBD 700 milliliter alkaline water with a 9 pH plus with electrolytes and all the goods. So we're excited about that.
Yes, and again, you know, people with all the different controversy, how much should I take and how much with the milligrams, where for the most part, people are talking about the fact of maybe 25 milligrams once or twice a day, starting gradually, and then seeing how somebody might respond, be able to go from there. Because again, people can get punchy involving how much to take and in what particular format, and I think that's going to be one of the big challenges. You got to be excited with this connection with Cisco. One of the world's largest distributors of food and food products. So they're going to give you some tremendous capability for distribution, I would assume.
That's right. So here in Chicagoland, this is obviously the third largest market in the country. They've rolling out this here region as a test market for CBD. It's a very forward-thinking company to look into this. They've chosen us to work with because of our nano products. Obviously, the ability to have a product that's absorbed as opposed to being filtered through your liver is a tremendous benefit health-wise.
I want to talk more about that. We're going to talk more about this nanotechnology and your beverages and this energy piece when we come back for our next segment. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor, BBS Radio. We'll be right back.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Chicago. First snow of the season, everybody. Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we're talking with Paul Dagnino. We're talking about the big-time world of CBD as we're getting so exposed to this very, very exciting product technology. Paul is the founder of iCor, the multifaceted health and wellness group, and we were just talking about, I know Paul, you're making a big deal, you again, nanotechnology means smaller is better, where again, whatever the ingredients that are going into the making up of a particular ingredient or formula, the ability to have this nanotechnology makes a big difference, whether it's in absorption, whether it's in efficiency and safety. And I know that you've been making a very, very big deal out of that in all of your different products. And the how do you see that involving some of the water products or beverages?
Well, first and foremost, I think aesthetically, if you can't put a non-anodized CBD into a water because it looks milky, it looks like bathwater. So it's unappealing, and it isn't clear. But for us, it's not just about form, it's about function as well. So the bioavailability of an anodized CBD, the sizes of our molecules that are shrunk it down to, we're seeing 90% efficiency in its absorption rate into the human body, which means you're getting the CBD that you're paying for. Whereas the other non-anodized CBD that you've seen people doing in oil and other things, sublingual and other ways, they're getting about 6 to 8% efficiency, meaning that the rest of the 92 to 94% is actually, if you're consuming it through your, by consuming it, it's filtering through your liver and going out as waste. Or if
so,
it's
what
topical,
are the dosages
it's not even going in.
With your more efficient, better technology, what are the dosages? I know it's in general, depends on the individual person for the most part, but in general, what are the dosages when people are asking, oh, you know, I've got that the CBD beverages or the water, and I'm looking to have positive effects. So how much are we talking? What are the dosages, Paul, that you see?
I would see for somebody who's in general, already has general wellness, and just to add for better general wellness, you know, maybe 10 milligrams twice a day. But with our nanoproducts, if you're having more aches and pains, or you know, maybe you're advancing in age and maybe have some arthritis or general discomfort, you can always just add more. So maybe 20 milligrams twice a day or three times a day potentially. So it's kind of just a use as needed type thing for those who are having any kind of specific ailments.
Now, if we're a high-performance athlete, like your brother, like we were talking about, whatever the sport happens to be, again, when we're interested in sports medicine, Paul, of doing two things, no matter what the sport is, whatever the age, whatever the level. Number one, we want to prevent problems. We want to prevent injury. And number two, we're indicated, we want to enhance performance. So if we're talking about a serious athlete, that might be competing, not necessarily professional, but a serious athlete, what kind of dosages are we looking at there? Maybe another 25, 50%?
I'd say, yeah, maybe 20 milligrams three times a day would probably be sufficient. If they have maybe an injury or something like that, nursing back, or maybe, you know, a really hard impact kind of workout, obviously they can add more as needed.
Yes, you know, you have to understand, again, the bottom line, one of the big reasons why I wanted to really be so involved with you and what you're doing is, you know, we are in a nightmare scenario with epidemic of all sorts of different injuries and the nightmare of pain medicines and all sorts of medications like we talked about, whether it is in the aging population, people who just want to be a weekend warrior, people who just want to be active, whether it's in the serious athletic population, whether it's in the senior population. So again, the capability of having something that could have all the benefits in many instances of a lot of these different medications and having safety and not having any side effects, you know, becomes such a big deal. And it seems like the medical community, Paul, has had an open mind for the most part with CBD, different sports leagues, et cetera. What's been your experience with that?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. So, yes, I mean, obviously there's a large need to get people off the sleeping aids and off of the opioids for the pain management. I've seen a lot of great results from users of CBD, getting results in helping with those two items, which are obviously a big problem because they're highly addictive. So we hope that that they're getting the results that other people are experiencing with CBD as an alternative to those dangerous medications.
As well as using something topically, some of these different creams and lotions that might be used on a particular sore joint or that particular problem, it also seems that the CBD is exploding into the cosmetic world and the skincare world. I think you're going to be up to your ears with some of these different uses and various avenues, because I see the pharmacy world also looking, and the health club world, you know, being very interested in including having, you know, access to some of these different products, because the holistic health industry is gigantic, Paul, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And so we'll actually be rolling out some nanotized nano CBD products in the topical world. There's some great results coming out of that. People are
yeah, tell me about this energy drink. Tell me about this energy drink.
Yeah, we have some. So we have some 2 ounce shots are coming out that are include 25 milligrams again of nano CBD. We have one that's specifically for focus, which has some natural energy vitamins in there for your morning and for your mid afternoon crash. And then we also have one that's for relaxing with some chamomile and some different kind of vitamins that help with relaxing and kind of maybe taking the edge off or after a long day. So the first one is called the Relax, and the other one is a Focus CBD beverage that's in a 2 ounce size, and those are incredibly popular as well.
And where do you see Cisco? And I know that this is something that's really, really in process. What you're doing? Where do you see where people will have access to getting your iCor products, whatever they are, where are we going to be able to obtain them as you see it?
Well, so we met with some people today and some Cisco reps. They've got it in some of the best restaurants in the city. We sent down a ton of samples to the Virgin Hotel Group yesterday. So you'll be seeing those in some of the kiosks to be able to get some of the beverages there. There's some country clubs, universities, things like that. So anyone who buys from the food distributor, Cisco, which is the largest food distributor in the world, they'll be able to get those products and sell them at a retail to get them in the hands of the public at large.
Yes, I would think in the, in the healthcare world, where we're talking about when people are getting vitamins and they're getting supplements, some of our world of pharmacies, the Walgreens of the world, the CVSs of the world, I think are going to be some of the leading outlets because this is becoming quite popular, lots of different information. But again, I think there's a lot of education that continues to be really, really necessary, Paul. I'm sure you're seeing it all the time there's been this explosion into the awareness of our population, and I think the education is the I bet you didn't realize you're going to have to become a professor.
Hopefully one day maybe I'll get one of those honorary doctorates or something like that, but until then I'm out here just trying to preach the good word and the benefits of CBD and how it can help the average person, the athlete, anybody that's out there who's having some pain that maybe doesn't want to get involved in some of the harder prescription drugs that are out there that are available and that are being pushed on the American public through the pharmaceutical companies.
Yes, big pharma, there's no doubt about it. And, of course, drugs absolutely have their place. They can be extremely helpful in so many different areas when properly supervised. Once we get into people living on over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and pain mm-hmm. medicines and all of these other things, this is when we start running into problems. And this is why we're so excited about iCor and all these things that you're doing. Paul, give me quickly again the website. We're about out of time. Give it to me, the website.
It's www.icor-cbd.com.
Great. Paul Dagnino, thanks so much. We'll have you back as we start to see you rolling and rolling. Hold on, Paul. Everybody will be back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctors In segment, Game 7 of the World Series. I'm trying to think, Doc, you'll have to let me know. You'll send me an email whether or not there's been the last time that maybe every game of the World Series was won by the visiting team. Going to have to pay attention. Sports Doctors In segment, we answer some emails. We talk about upcoming shows. Next week, Barry French Jr. with Tracer Technologies, that motion analysis, concussion awareness, fantastic technology. He will be returning. And Michael Warich, Youth Sports, S-Index is a whole analysis system involved in the world of youth sports. He'll be joining us. And the following week, we've got, again, we're going to be talking a little bit of the CBD world with Bob Esty, comes out of the world of pharmacy, and he really will get into some of the specifics of some of the different ingredients, concerns, uses from his perspective. And then Dr. Steve Horowitz will be returning, his fantastic Team Safe program, all different aspects of what's important, what should be included with youth sports protection on the sidelines, everything that goes into that. It's just a key area. Are teams prepared when it's 100 degrees out? Are teams prepared should there be some sort of catastrophe injury? Very important stuff with Team Safe. Let's see some emails. Paul asks, is foot type inherited? You know, Paul, quite often it is. Maybe 75% of the time we will see that the parent's flat feet or hyperpronated feet or the parent's high arches, hammer toe or bunion imbalance and deformities are seen in their children, even in their grandchildren. So this becomes an important point because often we can do something about interceding early. If we know, for example, that grandma had bunion surgery, bunions again is the general term for that dislocation of the big toe joint, the development of that bump of bone on the side of the big toe, crowding the other toes out of the way, often causing hammer toes, et cetera. And if we know that grandma had bunion surgery when she was 70-something, her daughter in her early 50s, late 40s had surgery, now we see teenage girl, we can interject by paying big attention to footwear, possible orthotics. So it definitely is something we want to pay attention to. Gee, you know, this kid, he's bow-legged just like his father and grandpa. You know, he's kind of knock-kneed just like his mom. So a lot of times that structural inherited characteristic foot type is something we want to pay attention to. Doug asked, my 14-year-old girl plays serious tennis. She's had heel problems on and off. Probably this is almost the third season. Doug, the heel has a large growth center. It's called the apophysis. It goes right around the back of the heel down to the bottom of the heel. It is cartilage in between these pieces that eventually solidify. Your daughter's probably almost there at 14, 15 years old. And these areas are susceptible to pounding, running, jumping, irritation. And when it's persistent, like you're mentioning, then many times we'll see that custom orthotics are magic because foot type often is an aggravator. Let's imagine that young tennis player who's got pronated feet. There's a lot of eversion going on that heel. And what might be irritated because of running and pounding gets aggravated or re-aggravated because of the particular foot mechanics and the shearing forces. So you want to see podiatry. Make sure your daughter's in the right shoe for her foot type. Pay big attention to the role of orthotics. And get a diagnosis whether or not this is what you're dealing with. The great news is when these things are done, there's great success. But intelligent rest is one of the things that also has to be mixed in, especially if she's hurting. You can't push through this. It will stop her. Candy says, I'm 40 years old. I've had on and off plantar fasciitis. I enjoy walking. The doctor talked about cortisone injections. Candy, that's not my first recommendation. Cortisone injections can be a big weapon, but often they're my maybe third recommendation. Initially, plantar fasciitis is an inflammation soreness of the plantar fascia, the fan-like tendon from the toes to the heel. So sometimes it's the arch. Very often it's the heel that's the problem. And proper support is the main key for this. So is physical therapy and treatment. Oral anti-inflammatory medication sometimes can be indicated, sometimes icing. So right off the bat, if it's persistent plantar fasciitis, you really want to look at orthotics, custom devices to control abnormal stretching or pulling on that area. Heel spurs can also be related. But I like to do non-injection therapy initially because repeated injections can be injurious to the tissues, but they can be very, very helpful. See podiatry and go over from A to Z your foot mechanics, shoes, and the possibility of proper support. Rich says, what's hallux rigidus? Hallux rigidus. Hallux is the medical term for the big toe, and rigidus means some sort of shutting down or limitation of motion. This usually means arthritis is involved so that we don't have the smooth range of motion. We need about 45 degrees of flexion or bending of the big toe as we push off from one foot to the other. And if we've got bone spurs or arthritis in the joint, this could be a real problem. It could even be a surgical problem. So you really, really want to get a proper diagnosis to see what conservatively could be done. We have great success with various kinds of orthotics and shoe changes in order to be able to redistribute weight or take pressure off a specific area. So you really want to see the podiatry orthopedist and see what the possibilities are. We're usually not recommending surgically right off the bat. We're looking conservatively. Tina says your chapter, Youth Sports and Drugs, is something that is of real interest. Yes, it is, Tina. My book, hashtag A Sports Parents, and the chapter on youth sports and drugs, the reality is that many, many youngsters, teenagers, high school athletes, even junior high school athletes, especially club sports, are depending on, living on, over-the-counter, the ibuprofens, the naprosins, the Tylenols, in order to deal with some of these overuse particular problems and injuries. I tell parents all the time, here's my bottom line, if your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine, to participate, you're over the line. You should be backing off. You should be able to identify what the problem is and deal with it and not use drugs to push through what might be a minor problem that ends up something very aggressive. Along those lines, it's one of the big areas why I'm so interested in the CBD world is this safe, non-get-high alternative to reduce inflammation even with youngsters safely and without side effects. Once we're dealing with traveling teams, once we're dealing with club sports, then often we are pushing the envelope with some of these different boys and girls. Like my first guest mentioned, Pete Rutile, we were talking youth hockey, where in some areas these become year-round sports, and the resulting problem often is either repetitive motion injuries or chronic persistent overuse injuries, doing too much, being too aggressive, never allowing the body to recover properly is a big, big problem. So we want to be able to pay attention as sports parents to be able to be good listeners with our sons and daughters, making sure that they're not, again, taking over-the-counter medicine which you as a parent might not even be aware of. You know, Dr. Weil, my daughter plays serious volleyball. She has to take 2 Advil before practice. Her knees are killing her. Her ankles are hurting her. This is common. This is nauseatingly common. So we want to make sure that parents are very, very aware that this is not something that we recommend. Matter of fact, we want to back off if we see that this is a concern. Time flew by. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Paul Dagnino, Pete Rutile, everybody. We catch you next week. Another edition of the Sports Doctor. Thank you.